Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, you have given us many treasures. The treasure of your word. The treasure of the power over sin made possible through the cross, death, and resurrection of your only Son. Today we talk about being the salt of the earth. Salt sweetens, preserves. And may our lives be, through the power of the Word at work and the Holy Spirit, sweetened and preserve us in that one true faith. In your name we pray. Amen. 3 years, in a couple weeks, was the beginning of the pandemic. We all loved it, right? Okay, maybe not. You remember it. Isolated for a long period of time. 6 months or more, we had to be so isolated. People felt lonely, anxious, depressed. Societal activities ceased. There was a craving for a vaccination by some, even with all of its controversy. People argued whether or not to wear masks. We just wanted to return to normal life. And as we've come out of that pandemic, it's anything but normal life, it seems like. Vaccinations have always been important in our culture. We vaccinate children to help to preserve them from things like rubella and measles and polio and other childhood diseases. And as you entered the sanctuary this morning, you were asked to taste salt, to sprinkle a little salt on your hands and to taste it as you entered. Now, I don't know about you, but even as we sang through those hymns, that sweetness began to fill in your mouth a little bit from what salt does after that first rather unique taste you have when you just receive salt and salt alone. Salt, throughout the scriptures, has been seen as a sweetener and a preservative. Whether you realize it or not, Old Testament sacrifices were often sprinkled with salt before they were sacrificed. Elijah used salt to sweeten some very bad and undrinkable water for the people of Israel in 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. Jesus, when he stood on the mount and he gave us the Sermon on the Mount, he talked about us being the salt of the earth. Meaning that our lives should taste and be seen different, and that the water we drink would be different. There should be, being salt of the earth, something joyful, unique, and wholesome for each one of us. And how you speak, how you live, how you act. It was St. Paul who would later say, "Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person." That's Colossians 4, verse 6. Now, you may not know this, but in the early rites of the Christian church, when it came to the baptismal rite, when a person confessed of their sins, adult converts were about to be baptized, they would renounce the devil and all of his works, they would confess together the Apostles' Creed, and then they were given salt, which they would taste before being baptized. That is why Luther included the use of salt in his earliest writings on baptism. Baptismal rites. Salt. We just take it for granted. Salt was to be a visible and a sensible way of reminding us as baptized children that we are to be the salt of the earth. That our lives should be different from the rest of the world. That's why I encourage you to taste salt as you came into the sanctuary. And I know some of you aren't supposed to have salt, and thank you for doing it, even though you weren't supposed to have to. I won't tell your doctors, okay? God calls us to live as His baptized children. He calls us by name, each one of us. He sets us apart to be a person of God. And then we read in Scripture that salt is to be a sweetener, a preserver. It was for a long time a very precious commodity kept in every household. Although I would say most of us have salt in all of our households. Even today, you can find salt, but we don't have the same kind of use as they once did. And whether we know it or not, Roman soldiers were sometimes paid in salt, from which we get the word salary, which comes from the Latin salarium, because that was a payment. Their salary was in salt. That's how special salt was at that time. After Elisha succeeded Elijah, he was told about the water in Jericho, how bad it was and how undrinkable it was, and something needed to be done. And so Elijah asked for salt, and he put it in a bowl of water, and then he placed that salt in the spring, and it became sweet and refreshing. God has a way of using salt. It's a part of one of those treasured possessions that you and I have. And we don't think of it that way, and yet it is a treasured possession. He even wants to talk about us as being His treasured possession, being the salt of the earth. And as you enter God's sanctuary, think about those things that may be troubling you. Maybe you have pain. Your health has been compromised. Or you have strained relationships in your family. That's the purpose of the cross. He came to sweeten and preserve those moments in our lives. At Calvary, Jesus made full payment. He became the salt for each one of us because He endured our sins, doing for us what we could not do. And so we didn't get to begin our journeying with the ashes. But Lent is a journey to the cross, where there, you and I have been preserved, sweetened by the sacrifice that Christ made on our behalf. You see, salt was used so many ways to bring about that preservation or sweetening. To make something last longer, meat was oftentimes salted. Some of you may have grew up with that in the old days. You'd have to be pretty old, but some of you may remember that day when salt was how you preserved meat. The great high priest of our world came to be our salt, to take our place, and to preserve our lives under His wings. Temporal life, as you and I know it, yes, we will die. It's the reality of living. Our hope, though, is not in this life, but in that which is yet to come. That means your life has been preserved for all eternity in your baptismal waters as God called you as His child. He gives you a hope. Salt is that hope that we have as being the saltiness of Christ. God gives us that through the accomplishment of what Christ did for us. It is a gift that belongs to each of us accomplished for us through a cross, death, and resurrection. St. Paul put it this way, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your heart." How many times do we do that as we sing together with thankfulness in our hearts? That's what we are to do. Saltiness gives you hopefulness, joyfulness, and allowing the light of Christ to shine through each of our lives. Yes, think about salt and that experience you had as you tasted salt this morning. Because that salt, being the salt of the earth, is God at working through our lives. Broken relationships, faltering health, they're part of our human experience. And yet God promises to preserve, to sweeten you. That's when we hear His word, we come to the sacraments. He works for good for you and for me. His cross is our reminder. His cross tells us what Christ has done about the devil, sin, and death as it transcends to our lives. So the next time you witness a baptism, think about the taste of salt, to remind you who you are in Christ. You are the salt of the earth. Salt sweetens and preserves your life. Amen.